Welcome to the briefing for the RAID VTT Sunny Single Tracks.
Sorry to have to do this briefing by video. It would have been much nicer in person, but we figured you probably didn't enjoy being out in the rain too much, even sheltered in the tunnels and with the rather unpleasant temperatures. So we're giving you the main information through this video, and we apologize for that. First point, you are never given priority over normal traffic rules. In other words, you must fully comply with the highway code. That's what has been officially declared to the authorities. This is not a classic cross-country race format where marshals stop cars. Here it's the opposite. So if you don't want to be held responsible in the event of an accident, and neither do we, please respect the rules. Don't ride full speed on the wrong side of the road. Stop at stop signs when there are any, and so on. We also remind you that assistance has been prohibited on the MTB RAID for several years now, so we ask you to respect this rule. You may, of course, have photographers or supporters, but they must not assist you in any way, otherwise penalties or exclusion may apply. That would be a shame. And above all, no vehicles are allowed on the tracks, for obvious traffic restrictions related to emergency access, and also because of our Natura 2000 commitments and other environmental protections. So, thank you for respecting this point carefully. We also remind you that cars are forbidden inside the campsite. There are parking areas throughout the village, even if some are a bit far away on foot or by bike. In any case, there will be no vehicles allowed inside the campsite. We also ask everyone to behave responsibly. Every year, it only takes 1 or 2% of the 800 competitors not behaving properly to create major problems, especially regarding cleanliness and respect for the toilets and showers. Please plan ahead, especially for restroom use. We have installed many dry toilets over the past few years, so please make the best possible use of them. And above all, anticipate the time needed between breakfast, preparation, and getting to the starting line. There's always a bit of a wait for the toilets, especially in the morning. Evenings are usually less problematic. So really, thank you for respecting the campsite owners, the maintenance teams, and the other competitors. And please do not relieve yourselves in nature near the campsite, because nearby residents and farmers are not very happy to find excrement and toilet paper around the area. So please really anticipate this issue. Thank you. We remind you that there is an app you can download for the MTB RAID, available on iPhone and Android smartphones. You'll find absolutely everything there: start times, locations, all detailed information. We can also send push notifications if we change routes at the last minute or if there are any updates of that kind. Because of the weather, especially Thursday evening and Friday, there may be some impacts. For elite riders, we remind you that there is a starting pen and that you may present yourselves 15 minutes before the start. In fact, you must present yourselves 15 minutes before departure at the night stage staging area. We'll explain the procedure. Then, for the daytime stages, once the results of the night stage are known, and the same applies each day, the first 10 men, the first 3 mixed teams, and the first 3 women enter the start phase first. For everyone else, it's up to you to arrive early enough near the starting pen so you can start behind the elite grid if you are aiming for a podium or trying to move up the rankings. For everyone, if you abandon, there is a phone number to which you must send an SMS. If you do not cross the finish line, we ask you, whenever possible, to go through the finish area and report it to the timing staff. If that's not possible and you return directly for any reason, please send an SMS to +33661861039. I'll let you save it under RAID VTT Organization. And my number for emergency coordination, to be used only for emergency activation, is +33688337222. Again, 0688337222. Along the same lines regarding rescue services, contact us, try to reach me, leave me a message. I check messages regularly. However, if it's serious, you may also contact emergency services directly via 112. They will take the necessary action as well. But whatever happens, make sure you also inform us, because we have 4 doctors within the organization, and they are our priority responders for diagnosis before calling 112, except in very serious situations, where you may contact them in parallel. We remind you that you are required to assist other competitors in need. Nowadays, many people have smartwatches, so if you want us to deduct the time spent, stopped for assistance, and if we have proof of the assistance provided, we will deduct your time. And in any case, before even thinking about rankings and timing, it is important to help others. We also remind you that it is highly recommended to have strong locks for your mountain bikes. Even though there is no overnight security, it is still better to have locks, especially during the day when you won't always be next to your bikes after finishing the race, whether you go for a massage, have a drink, or go to the campsite bar or snack area. So protect your bikes. We are in a relatively isolated but welcoming area, yet unfortunately there are always ill-intentioned people who may take advantage of the situation. An important point regarding mandatory equipment. For Thursday night for the elites and especially Friday daytime for everyone, the forecast temperature in the morning is around 9 degrees Celsius, which means 4 or 5 degrees Celsius on the summits, especially around Couguar, with numerous showers expected throughout Friday. Forecast models change regularly, but at the time I'm recording this briefing, rain is still expected. That means waterproof jackets are mandatory for everyone. A real waterproof jacket, not an ultralight windbreaker that protects against nothing. A proper waterproof jacket and a genuinely warm jacket as well. Again, not sleeveless gear, not ultralight clothing. In previous years, especially in the mountain sections, we fought hard to make competitors understand this, but many still ignored the warnings. What many people do not understand or do not want to understand is that when you still have 4 or 5 hours of racing left, you are wet, and it's 4 degrees Celsius in the mountains, all the descents are still ahead of you. We can handle 10, 15, or 20 cases of hypothermia, but we cannot handle 400 or 500. Unlike a hiking trip where you are alone and can simply call someone to pick you up, that won't be possible here. Around Couguar, it's approximately 4 hours, including the climb and descent for the average competitor. So bring warm clothing. It may mean carrying an extra 300 grams, but you will not regret it if conditions become difficult and you have a mechanical issue, a crash, or simply cannot warm yourselves up. This is a really important point. At refreshment point 1 of Friday's stage in the village of Obra, we may carry out equipment checks. Anyone whose equipment is judged completely unsuitable for mountain progression will be rerouted to Saint-Ferréol by road and will not be authorized to continue the elite stage or randonnée course, so please respect the mandatory equipment rules. We also remind you that in addition, all equipment specified in the regulations is mandatory: survival blanket, first aid kit, as detailed in the regulations, plus GPS and mobile phone. You have all the details regarding what is required per rider and per team. I won't go through it all again here. It's up to you to carefully reread the regulations. And for the night stages, you also have the mandatory fluorescent vest, plus front and rear lights in working order. Please do not tell us during equipment checks at the finish that your lamp stopped working. If your light is not functioning, you will receive the same penalty as everyone else. I really want to insist on mandatory equipment. Regarding course marking, many of you are already familiar with it. It consists of double arrows plus red triangles on white backgrounds using small polypropylene markers, mostly stapled onto trees or any possible support, combined with tape marking and ground markings. So the route is very well marked, and combined with your GPS, there should normally be no issues. We will also ensure that on days where routes overlap and then diverge, we place proper directional arrows, possibly vertical signs in addition to ground markings, to avoid any confusion. But don't worry, either volunteers will be present or will make sure you won't have any problems, especially in one small section on Saturday during Stage 2 where the course is two-way traffic. That's not always easy to understand on a GPS. Finally, regarding time barriers, there is one on Friday at 1:15 p.m. at Refreshment Point 1 in Aubry. It's the same principle as the mandatory equipment check. If you arrive after 1:15 p.m., you will return by road. The road route is not marked, so you'll need to use your smartphone with maps or another navigation system. It's not very far, but you must return by road to Saint-Ferréol. The same applies on Sunday, again in Aubray, since we pass through there again, but this time the cutoff is at 12:15 p.m. instead of 1:15 p.m. One final point, not directly related to the race, but you'll probably hear this briefing beforehand. After collecting your race numbers at the Saint-Ferréol Town Hall, not at Camping du Pilat, but at Saint-Ferréol Town Hall, you must prepare your bags properly before dropping them off at the campsite. You will definitely have to queue. There is a very small roundabout at the campsite entrance that only allows for quick baggage drop-off, so we ask you to unload your bags very quickly. A useful tip, since it's expected to rain on Thursday, is to have a garbage bag ready to cover your luggage, with a distinctive mark so you can recognize it easily. Then, once you park your car, with or without your bike, depending on whether you prefer returning by bike or on foot, remember that it's about a 10-minute walk if you come back on foot. So come back as quickly as possible to collect your bags left by the roadside, pitch your tent, and put your belongings under shelter. So it's best if your luggage is protected with a garbage bag in case you have to deal with rain. That's it. We'll be very happy to welcome all of you over these 4 days. Saturday and Sunday's weather currently looks good, still a bit cool but sunny according to forecasts. The main concerns are your arrival on Thursday and the possible showers on Friday, combined with cool temperatures. We look forward to seeing you all very soon in Saint-Ferréol Trente-Pas. Thank you for listening.